Are you allowed to give your wife a piece of challah before you take a bite out of hamotzi? So, in general, are you allowed to give to guests before you take a bite out of hamotzi? So, the Gemara in Brachos says that the mesubin, those that are gathered and participating in a meal, may not be toim, may not taste before the baal habayis is toim. Now, Tosos cites the Sar Makutsi, who says that this entire prohibition only applies where the host does not give them a piece of bread. But if the host gives them a piece of bread, then there is no iser. In other words, the whole prohibition is for them to grab the bread before the host eats. But if the host decides to divide the bread and give it out, then they may eat before the host. On the other hand, though, the Rashba is explicit that no. Even if the host distributes the bread, the guests may not eat before the host takes a bite. The only time that the guests may eat before the host is if the guests had, let's say, from the outset, their own pieces of bread, or on Shabbos, their own lechem mishnah, then they could eat before the baal habayis. Now, Beis Yosef notes that the Rambam agrees with this Rashba as well. Now, what's the lumdus between the Sar Makutsi and the Tosfos? In other words, whether there's a prohibition to eat before the host takes a bite when the host gives you bread. So the Sar Makutsi says, no, it's permitted, because the whole idea is it didn't the bracha. In other words, the bracha is really ideally supposed to be on the one who eats it first. But the Mevarech can be mochel this you know, right that he has to the bracha, and then share it with someone, let someone else eat first. However, it also says it's a din in the bread, and therefore it can't really be waived by the Mevarech, because the bread is supposed to be eaten first by the Mevarech, and therefore it can't be waived. Now, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rashba and the Rambam, which means that the host must take the first bite, and he can't give it to a guest and let a guest take the first bite. The guests who get the challah have to wait till the host takes the first bite before they take a bite. Now, what about if the host gives them permission to eat? In other words, the host says, here, I'm giving you a piece and you can take a bite first. So the Drisha says that even if the host gives them permission, they're still not allowed to eat it. And that's because it's a bizayon to the piece that was cut for, you know, the first piece that was cut is supposed to be eaten first by the baal habayis. Meir Mordechai gives a slightly different reason, but agrees with that same halacha, that he says somehow that first piece is tied to the host's eating of the bread, and therefore, both according to Drisha, both according to Meir Mordechai, and as well as the Mishnah Berurah paskens as well, the reshus, giving permission for the guest to eat first, does not do anything. The host is the one who has to eat first. But are you allowed to even distribute it first? Even if the guest can't eat, can you distribute the bread to them, and then the host will eat first, and they'll wait for him? So the Rama says yes, but the Taz says that doesn't make any sense. That only works according to Vasar Makutsi. Since it's permitted for the guest to eat first, so then you're allowed to distribute it, and it's not hefsek. But according to Tosfos, says the Taz, that the guests cannot eat first. So by you distributing it to the guests, that is a hefsek in your between your bracha and your eating. So therefore, says the Taz, it's better that you not distribute it to other people because they can't eat it first. So therefore, a person should cut, eat himself, and then distribute to other people. Now, if Harfenis points out, if a kid is crying or grabbing, so you can rely on the Raman, you can give him first before the host eats, but they would still have to wait, obviously, until the host eats. But what about if it is your wife? Is there any special dispensation for a wife to give her a piece before you, the host, you know, eats first? You're being the botzeya, you're the one who's making the brach on it. So really, we said you're the one who's supposed to be eating. When I used the word host in the past, I didn't mean the host per se, because a wife is obviously also the host. I mean the botzeya, the one who's making the bracha, he's the one who's supposed to eat first. But can you distribute it to your wife, you know, and allow her to eat at the same time as you or before you? What is the halacha of that? So the Meir Oz says he didn't see any poskim who allow giving it to the wife first. He says, in fact, the Ari, it's quoted in by Rav Chaim Vitala, the Ari writes that first you're supposed to eat and then you give to your wife. So pretty clear that a person is supposed to eat himself even before distributing to his wife, but definitely before the wife eats. The botzeya, the host, the mevarech, the man is supposed to be the one to eat first. Now, Rav Harfenis in his Nishma Shabbos, though, cites the Satmarov, who used to cut two pieces and give one to the Rebbetzin, and this was based on the Bab of Rebbe, used to cite the Divrei Chaim, that the Divrei Chaim of Sons, he was very makbid, that you should always give the wife first. And he brought Atzei Chaim, and Avsamer brings a pariah from Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, which says that a man is supposed to support his wife, and he's supposed to Mewel Shabbos Leil Shabbos, and he's supposed to give her food, and also she's supposed to eat with you on Friday night. You know, that's separate to the amount of food that you have to provide her for the week. So Atzei Chaim used to make, a little bit of a drush understanding of this Shulchan Aruch, is to say that eat with you means that she should eat mamish with you and take the first bite with you on Friday night. But Rav Harfenis says, even though there's always Chassidish poskim who say that way, it's much better, he says, to follow the simple understanding of the Ari, which is that the man must eat first, and after he takes a bite, then he gives it to his wife, a second piece, even ahead of other people, obviously, at the table. Now, some Chassidish poskim I saw try to give a compromise. The man should cut off a huge piece and take a first bite, and then give that same first bite, that first piece, to his wife. That doesn't seem to be the minhag ha'olam, though.